You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Tinodiwa Zambe Makoni, one of the 30 Zimbabweans joining us in Washington this year for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Tinodiwa, thank you so very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, of course, I can call you Tino. I think we're friends now.
No, go right ahead. I think that'll be easier for the listeners as well.
Of course. Now, Tino, tell me how you felt when you found out that you were one of the chosen few.
Well, for that moment, I was a little stunned. It was like, wow, this is awesome. And then a few seconds later, it was realization that, oh, snap, okay, I've got to really work harder now and actually represent properly. So it was a dualistic moment. It was excited, but also eager to really, really show everyone what I've been trying to do.
Now, let's talk about that. You are the co-founder of Comixposed, which is the Zimbabwe Comic Book and Digital Arts Convention, and also Macanimation Creative Studios. Can you tell me more about that and what exactly this is?
I've got a degree in animation, so I'm a comic artist and animator by nature and, well, by profession. Came back to Zimbabwe, and of course, that's what I wanted to do. But unfortunately, it didn't take me long to realize that there is no such industry for that here in Zim, let alone Africa in general. So I took a back step, and I created Macanimation Studios, which was meant to be just a design and animation studio. And from that, I also launched my first comic book publication, which I put out, which was the first Zimbabwean action comic book. We don't have Superman and Batman here. Well, we've got Superman and Batman, just not ours. So that was the first one. And then I started teaching animation. I met a friend of mine who became the co-founder of Comixposed, and we set out to do the first comic book convention to actually get artists in Zimbabwe and later Southern Africa to actually start talking to each other, to start collaborating, to start sharing works, and to start exploring different ideas of Africanism, as it were. It's very difficult to convince people here that you can have African superheroes.
How has the response been as you're talking about having African superheroes, which I think is totally amazing?
Well, my journey on that road started a little when I published my first one, because I tried to base it as much in Harare and Zimbabwe as much as possible. So a curious reaction happened when readers would pick it up and they'd say, oh, this guy's actually from Zim. Oh, really? Okay. And they got very excited about that, because all the characters were named, which things they could relate with and so on. It really showed me the great void that there was. So at the convention, it was like that same reaction, but multiplied. Now we had 7 awesome characters that we were showing to everyone. We were ranging from Shona to Ndebele characters using our national heritage, and also one of my characters who's like a canine from 2,000 years after Harare has been destroyed, and like that's the basis of their culture. All of that, the reaction that kids and adults had when they read it, it was like almost a sense of they finally seemed or saw themselves represented, and they were very excited about that. And the artists themselves, which was for me the personal, like I really love that, the artists who we really had to push to do this, to see them enjoy their work being appreciated by other people, now that was a super bonus. Because it gave them the encouragement to say, all right, maybe I should really take this on as a profession.
How hard have you worked to make sure that people understand that you can make this your professional life?
Well, as you would know, in Zimbabwe, there's a very narrow pathway, shall we say, for professions, particularly parents, and the systems that are there lead you to go into the more recognized professions, lawyers, doctors, accountants, even politics. So things like music and art are all on the fringe. And because of the way things are operating right now, a lot of those things aren't respected enough for them to have enough corporate buy-in. So my journey has been very long, not just mine, but that of all the friends that I have around me who are in the same profession. It's been hard to get to this point. But over time, you're seeing a greater and greater, greater acceptance of it. And it's sort of like as we become more globalized, the need for local work has just become more apparent. Every couple of days or months, someone will ask me, why don't you make a Tsuru Ngudo animation? Tsuru Ngudo, for the listeners, is the baboon and the hare, shall we say? It's like a traditional folk tale. So people want to see that represented on the screen, in comics, on new media. It's just not enough people have tried it, but it's changing, and it's exciting to see the change. And after the last event, the way corporates bought in, people like Dairy Board, like Hisense, like Solution Center, who do Apple equipment and stuff, the way they bought into it was really encouraging.
And speaking of buying into what you're doing, you, of course, will be here where, you know, something like Comic-Con happens yearly. There's so many different conventions that focus on digital media, digital animation. What's your expectation?
Wow, I'm glad you mentioned Comic-Con. I was really hoping to go to see that, but the whole YALI course stuff is very intensive, and I may not get the opportunity to do that. But coming to America, the hopes would be that I get to see where a comic industry functions properly. Everyone knows that that's the heart of some of the greatest characters and stories that are out there, with your Marvel, your DC, your Image, your Wildstorm, all those companies doing that. And I would hope that being there and seeing where it works, how it functions, getting to actually see it in person and maybe get more info while I'm there, meet people behind what we read, because we want to get the final product. We don't know how the industry works. I'll be able to take that knowledge back home and, shall we say, replicate and enhance and adapt it to work in Africa.
And last but not least, I'm sure there's someone young who loves comics who might have a stronger passion than most with drawing, with art. What's your message to them?
Well, my message to them is that I've been doing this since I was in grade 7, so 12 years old. I've been drawing and loving it, and I think I'm a more sane person for doing what I love than not doing it. So my message would be, continue to follow it. There's a reason why something so unique has been placed in your heart and in your mind. And the worst thing you can do is to not explore it and not grow it, because your success and your sustenance is actually going to be in that thing that drives you, that moves you, and that is the fire that lights the passion in your heart. So you must do it, and you owe it to yourself.
Tino, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tinodiwa Zambe Makoni, who is the co-founder of Calm Exposed and Mechanimation Creative Studios, and he will be one of the YALI fellows coming here to Washington, D.C. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next time.